open to all primary and top schools, stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Commerce Minister says recent commodity price cuts show government reforms paying off. Dan Pule apologizes to Tongans over tribal appointments remark in seditious practices case. In global news, South Africa's ex-president Zuma mentioned in Epstein emails over London dinner plan. With the 18 Hours Main News, my name is Mutale Mulenga. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga says the recently announced price reductions by some companies is not accidental, but direct consequences of positive economic reforms by the UPND government. The Zambia Association of Manufacturers yesterday confirmed that over 30 manufacturing companies across sectors, including agro-processing, milling and pharmaceuticals, have initiated price reductions between 5% and 20%. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Mulenga said government's economic reforms are beginning to bear fruit and that the private sector is responding to the macroeconomic environment that is working. Mr. Mulenga has cited the drop in inflation to a single digit, a stronger kwacha backed by restored fiscal discipline, as indications of a shift from where statics to actualizations. He has since called on all manufacturing companies in Zambia to emulate the 30 companies that have reduced prices as a way of appreciating the gains that Zambia scored in economic development.
When you look at the milling price, dear colleagues, the staple food for every Zambian has come down by approximately 13% on various brands. When you look at selected brands of bread, they've equally reduced the prices by a certain percentage. Cooking oil, among many others. This activity is not accidental. It is purely because these price reductions are a direct consequence of reforms this government has pursued with determination. And I want to thank the Zambian people for their sacrifice and support as we have delivered the change our country needs, and more needs to be done.
Christian Democratic Party President Danny Pule has apologized to people from the Zambezi region, particularly Tongas, if his remarks that President Hakainde Hichilema has been making tribal appointments offended them. Testifying when he opened his defense in the seditious practices case before Lusaka, Acting Chief President Magistrate Resident Magistrate Sylvia Muninya, Dr. Pule said his remarks were not intended to disparage any group and sought to clarify his position. The opposition leader is facing one count of seditious practices arising from a statement alleged to have been made between 16th and 28th of May 2024, in which he accused the president of favoring the Zambezi region in official appointments. When opening his defense, Dr. Pule told court he intended to call dozens of witnesses to support his account and to explain the context of his remarks, which he says were made during a United Kwacha Alliance press briefing attended by several opposition leaders. However, Dr. Pule's lawyers, led by Sakwiba Sikota, applied for an adjournment on the basis that the accused is still unwell to stand longer hours of trial, prompting the magistrate to adjourn the matter to allow the accused time to recover. In more court news, a director in charge of digital infrastructure and resilience at the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, John Nawa Samatebele, has testified before Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe in cross-examination that remarks by independent Inkana Member of Parliament Binwell Mpundu did not incite people to buy guns or be violent, and there was nothing wrong with them. Mr. Samatebele told court that he prepared a forensic report at the police's request on 4th of December 2025 from Mr. Mpundu's Facebook page and extracted video evidence in form of a link and screenshots which cannot be played in the courtroom without external devices. Under cross-examination by defense lawyer Leon Lemba, Mr. Samantebele said the forensic work did not establish that Mr. Mpundu authored the post and that it was not possible from the material to identify the person who made the posting, and confirmed that the report shows no evidence that anyone was incited to acquire firearms as a result of the statement. The witness compared a 19th May 2020 video by President Hakainde Hichilema to the Mpundu material at the request of Mr. Lemba, and said both addressed the theme of self-defense without amounting to incitement, adding that he is not aware of anyone who has been prompted to buy guns because of Mpundu's remarks. Mr. Mpundu faces one count of seditious practices contrary to Section 57, number 1B, read with Section 60, number 1I of the Penal Code, on allegations that on 20th of December 2024, he published material encouraging politicians to arm themselves. Trial in the matter continues next month. Science and Technology Minister Felix Mutati has called for stronger collaboration between Zambia and Ghana in areas of technology and innovation. Mr. Mutati has identified technology as a key pillar of cooperation between the two countries, saying innovation has the potential to improve lives and accelerate development when African nations work together to address shared challenges. He emphasized the need to link Ghanaian technology firms with their Zambian counterparts, noting that African problems require African solutions. Mr. Mutati further stressed that continental collaboration is critical, as local challenges are unique and best addressed through shared innovation. He was speaking this morning when he addressed the media alongside Ghanaian Minister of Communications, Digital Technology and Innovation, Samuel George, who is part of an advanced delegation ahead of Ghanaian President's visit to Zambia tomorrow.
My colleague, the Minister, has come with a team of almost 12 different private sector people in technology, whether it's in education, it's in health, it's in fintech, it's in AI. And we want to match those that have come from Ghana with the equivalent here in Zambia. Because the solution to the challenges that we face as Africa is not to look outside. The solution lies with collaborating amongst ourselves as Africans.
And Ghana's Minister of Communications, Digital Technology and Innovation, Samuel George, underscored the importance of moving beyond dialogue to practical and measurable partnerships.
The problems of Africa will not be solved in Paris or New York. They will be solved in Accra and Lusaka. Our problems need African solutions. And until and unless we begin to hold our hands and work together as brothers, African brothers, that dream will never be achieved. Part of our basic problem is the fact that we were divided. And unless we on our own decide that we want to break down the barriers and the borders that were created artificially and become one continent, and that's the whole spirit of AFTA that Ghana hosts, where digital trade must be allowed to flourish.
In global news, former South African President Jacob Zuma has been mentioned in the latest tranche of the Epstein files after his name appeared in several emails from the late sex offender and others. They concerned a dinner Epstein seemingly arranged for Zuma in London in 2010, which the emails suggest was also attended by a beautiful Russian model. The Jacob Zuma Foundation has described stories about the emails as agenda-driven journalism built on innuendo and guilt by association, adding that there was no unlawful or improper conduct by the former president. Another world news, the BBC reports.
Russia has targeted Ukrainian energy infrastructure in another night of heavy bombardment in Kyiv and other regions, including Kharkiv and Odessa. President Zelensky accused Moscow of using the coldest days of winter to terrorize people. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says he's instructed his foreign minister to prepare for equitable and fair negotiations with the United States. He said there could be no threats and unreasonable expectations. French prosecutors are searching the Paris offices of the social media platform X over allegations that its algorithm was manipulated to allow foreign political interference. The operation is being carried out in conjunction with Europol.
This is the 18 hours Phoenix News. We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.